One more time, page 496, Simon Shin Pei Aleph Seif Dalit. The laws of Bittul Rishus. Okay, we're going to try to finish the Simon today. We'll see if we can. And we'll try to do a Minog. Okay, we're up to, so let's, Simon Seif Dalit Yesh Bittul Rishus Mebayis Labayis. Now we begin an entirely new halacha, new chiddush that we have not learned thus far.
196.
Bittul Rishus Mibayis Labayis. We've discussed in great detail the laws of Bittul Rishus, a bias to a chotzer. Right, that was the main theme. Again, let's review the basic halachos of Shabbos, and the people in the courtyard forgot to make an Erev. So what is the solution? That the individual can relinquish his rights in the courtyard to the other residents of the courtyard. Bittul, that case was an individual is relinquishing his rights in the courtyard. That's the basic halacha. Then we discuss, yes, same detail, an additional chiddush, where an entire courtyard can relinquish their rights to the residents of a different courtyard. We're scaling up. Bigger chiddush. Not only can a resident in a courtyard relinquish his rights to the other people in the courtyard, a whole courtyard can give up their rights in their courtyard to another courtyard. Or an individual in a courtyard can give up his rights to a different courtyard. But the main idea that we discussed yesterday was the ability to go from one courtyard to another courtyard. Now we're discussing a new case where one wants to give up his rights in his private home to another home. Now let's take a step back. We learned this stuff was a chiddush, that if you have, let's have a two-family house, there are two houses attached to each other. If you want to carry, not everyone knows, it's a very important halacha. If you want to carry from, you have two-family house, they're attached, and there's a door in between, or there's a staircase, one family lives upstairs, one lives downstairs, and there's a shared staircase, well, not even a shared staircase.
A hallway
where there's a door. Let's say it's completely separate. You have some type of two-family house, because then if it's shared, a hallway, that's like a chotzer. That's a classic case. The classic case of Eruvi Chatzeros is where you have two batim, there are two individual homes, and they open up into a shared area. That's the classic case. So the shared area is called the chotzer, and the two homes are the batim. They open up into a, if they want to carry from the homes into the chotzer, so you make an Erev. And once you make the Erev, you can carry even from one home to another home through the chotzer. But what's not discussed in the Gemara anywhere, and this is the chiddush of a Shulchan Aruch, is let's say you have two batim, two private homes, and there's a door in between from one to the other. And you want to carry from your home to the other person's home. Are you allowed to carry from one home to the other home without an Erev? And if you're not allowed to, does an Erev work? Because if you look in Masechta Erevin, the only place we find the law of Erev working or being established is where there's a bias here, and the only way to go from one bias to the other bias is to go through the courtyard. And the primary function of the Erev is to allow you to carry from your bias to the courtyard. The courtyard, and what's the logic? Because the courtyard resembles a Rishus HaRabim, because it's shared by a group, and your home is a Rishus HaYachar, because it's only used by an individual or a single family. And to go from an area that's reserved for one person or one family to an area that is shared by a group resembles going from a Rishus HaYachar to a Rishus HaRabim. So Chazal said, even though technically you're not doing anything wrong because there are four walls, and then from the Torah's point of view, this is a full-fledged Rishus HaYachid, nevertheless, it is forbidden because it appears we want you to teach you a lesson. You should know about this concept called Rishus HaYachid, Rishus Haram. And the solution is make for yourself an Eruv Chatzeros. But what happens if you don't have that area in the middle of the courtyard? You have two batim that are open one to the other. Maybe in that situation, it's permitted to carry from one bias to the other bias without doing anything. What am I doing? I'm going from a reshus that's unique to myself to a reshus that is unique to you. You're giving me permission. I'm knocking on your door. I'm a friendly neighbor. And you invite me in. And now you let me carry. Oh, there's not enough chairs, so I'll take a chair from my house. I'll put it into your house. That should not be part of the gezeira of Ruvi Chatzeros. Yeah.
I saw on 60th Avenue, they have two private houses.
Yeah.
And on the top, over the courtyard, they have like an arch where
okay.
You can go from one house to the other. The
right.
First time I ever saw that. But that's what they have. So, and they have, opening here, so they can go from house A and go to house B.
Exactly, right, right. So that's what I'm asking you. Do you need an Eruv Chatzeres to go from one house to another house?
Okay.
That's the question. So the answer is yes. And this is a chiddush. This is something which is novel because that's not the way it's defined in the Gemara. The Mishnah, Machaber, and the Ramah says you're not allowed to go from your house to the courtyard because that's when you go from your house, you're going from a rishus that's unique to yourself to a rishus that's shared, and you must make an Eruv Chatzeros. And the logic would tell us that if you're going from one house to another house, that's not part of the gezerah because you're going from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. So you're not going to confuse that with going from a Rosh Hashanah to a Rosh Hashanah. So you should not need an Eruv. It should be mutter. No, it's asur. So, now that it's asur, if I make an Eruv with my neighbor, will it work? Maybe the only time the Eruv was established only in the courtyard. No, the Eruv works even for one bias to another bias. Yeah?
In a hotel,
yeah,
you can have two adjoining rooms. In other words,
right,
two
correct,
separate
correct.
Entrances.
Correct.
And there's a door.
Door in the middle, right.
The door in the middle.
You order that on purpose. You go with the family, so you want to get those
right.
Terms at Chathila.
So
exactly.
That's the exact thing.
Exactly. But make believe that's a condominium and where each person actually owns their that's a hotel. So the case of a hotel itself is all right. So in the case of a hotel, if it was really, that sounds like condominium. In this case of a hotel,
I'm talking about a hotel where you have two
right. I understand.
With a door in between.
Generally, in a hotel, you don't need to make an Eruv Chatzeres because everyone eats in the dining room and the Baal HaBayis. When you're paying your guests, and you're paying
no
your
dining room.
No dining room.
It's a motel.
A motel. So it's called Tfisas HaBayis, which means that you're only a guest there. You're paying money. They own the furniture.
Right.
They own the beds. They own the closets. They own the safe in the closet. They own everything that's there. Since one person owns all of the possessions, all of the kelim in the rooms, so you do not need to make an Eruv Chatzeros. But let's say you have a motel. What used to be a hotel, and now they sell rooms. They're going to make this into, there's such things where they take hotels and make it into apartments. They make it to apartments, and they're not interested in going and taking out the doors in between the two apartments. So you buy one person buys one room. You own it, and there's no furniture. They clean it out. There's no beds. There's no nothing. And your another person owns the apartment next door. And there happens to be a door with 10 padlocks.
Common door.
You need to open up on this, open on that. I have to open on both sides. Now, hotel, right? No one person can open the door. You have to open your side, and they have to open up on their side, and then you can open. Fine. So let's say you do it. You open up on both sides. Each one owns theirs. And there's no tfisa sabayis. And there's no dining room. Everyone's independent. Are you allowed to carry from one room to another room? No, you're not. It is forbidden. Not everyone knows this halacha. There are many two-family homes which have this situation where there is no shared area. One family has an entrance to the street. Another family has their own entrance to the street. And there is no part of the structure which the two families share. There are such buildings. But there happens to be somewhere a door in this structure which opens from one to the other. And the two families are very friendly with each other. One is usually the landlord and one is the tenant. And every so often they need something or they make a simcha and the door is open and they go from one to the other. Are they allowed to go from one to the other? The answer is no. No, just like you're not allowed to go from Rishus HaYachid to a courtyard, unless, because you go, it resembles Rishus HaYachid to Rishus Rabbah by extension, you're not allowed to go from one apartment to another apartment because it's two separate Rishuyos. What is the solution? The solution is you make an Eruv Chatzeros.
What if they both have access to the basement?
If they both, so the basement needs an Eruv, you're not allowed to. That's a Chatzer. But any area that is jointly shared requires an Eruv. That's simple. The Chiddush is, even if it's not jointly shared, there is no jointly shared section. It's my section and it's your section, and we open up one to another. You're not allowed to carry from one to the other unless you make an Eruv Chatzeros. Now, steps in our halacha. One of the two people forgot to make the Eruv Chatzeros. They never need. They're not such friendly people. They don't communicate with each other. And now, let's say someone is making a simcha. He's making a bris, a bar mitzvah in his home. And he needs a couple of more folding chairs. And finally he confronts his neighbor. And he says, can you do me a toiva? I need five more folding chairs. Maybe you have in your apartment five more folding chairs. Can I borrow? Of course you can borrow. But it's Shabbos. How am I gonna bring my chairs to your home? I can't take it outside of that. No, bring me through the door. Oh! But we didn't make an Eruv Chatzeros, so we're going in a place where there's no Eruv. There's no community Eruv. Okay?
What if you're a guest?
No, a guest is nothing. A guest, you don't have to do anything. You're a guest.
But aren't you, isn't that what you are? Aren't you a guest?
If you're a tenant?
No.
What do you mean?
If you're in one apartment.
Yeah.
Now somebody invites you for Shabbos Shuvos.
Yeah.
So then you're a guest.
You're a guest in his apartment.
Yeah.
But you're not allowed to take anything from your apartment to his apartment to come to when you go there. When you're a guest, so you can carry in it, that's also a chiddush. That when you go into his apartment, you can take off your jacket. We discussed this. If you're a guest in someone's house, so you're in his house, you can move anything that belongs to him in his house. You could even move things that belong to you. You take off your jacket, take off your hat, and move them around, even though there's no way in the world you're allowed to carry them into his apartment. But you're not allowed to carry something from your house into his house.
Can't bring him a bottle of wine.
No, you cannot bring a bottle of wine because you're separate. You're not allowed to go from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid unless you join together in Neruv Chatzeros. You're allowed to go from a courtyard to a courtyard. Courtyards are more lean, but not from a Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid unless you make a Neruv Chatzeros. Now it's Shabbos, and now you're desperate. Okay, so one of the two people needs making a simcha needs five folding chairs. And he asks his neighbor, can you please give me five folding chairs? Of course. We'll open up the door between us and we'll take the five folding chairs from apartment A to apartment B. You're not allowed to do so. So so if we thought about this problem before Shabbos began, the solution would have been simple. We would make an Eruv Chatzeros. One person take back some matzah and lift it up and make the bracha and so on and so forth. But we didn't do this. So what do we do now? That's the case here. One of the two should be mevatel his rights of his home to the other person. So number one will say to number two, I relinquish the rights in my personal home. I give up the rights of my home to you. So I am now, I'm just a guest by you. I'm now your guest. Being that I'm now your guest, I'm now allowed to carry. So this is the equivalent of making an Eruv Chatzeros, and that will allow me to carry from my home into your home. Now, what are you going to?
That person owns your apartment.
Technically, yeah. I mean, yes and no. I don't think. Only for the Shabbos he owns the apartment. Only for the Shabbos he.
It would sound like a skeptic.
This is a chumrah. It's a chumrah midrabanan. To what degree it works in the legal world, I do not know. It could be it's a technique that Chazal wanted you to do so it should remind you that there's something called the halacha of Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, and there's a call of time. To what degree it was accepted, I don't know if it goes so far. But the ideal thing to do would make an Eruv Chatzeros. You did not make an Eruv Chatzeros. So now what you're going to do is you're going to mevatel your Rishus. Now let's take a step back. This is a very big problem. This is what the Mishnah Berurah says. Here's the problem. Let's take a step. What did we learn yesterday and 2 days ago? You have a courtyard. Let's go to the classic case. Courtyard. There are five people in the courtyard. Four people join in an Eruv. one person does not join the Erev. He forgot to contribute. It's Shabbos. What is the solution? He relinquishes his rights in the courtyard. And what are the laws? One person gives up his rights to the other four people. Is he allowed on Shabbos to carry from his home into the courtyard?
No.
Absolutely not. I relinquish my rights. And in fact, if he carries, then he ruins it before the other one makes machzik, makes a chazaka, he'll really ruin it for everyone. But he's not allowed to. So here, what's going on? What have I accomplished? What have you accomplished over here? We have two neighbors. I'm giving up my rights.
But the other guy can take the chairs in now.
So the other guy in the Chanami, you're right, you are correct, very good, you are correct. So what you off the bat have accomplished is that the other person, B, can come into A's home and take the chairs. That is good. That is a very good point. But the halacha is, A is also allowed to take the chairs from to B. So why is this different? If I relinquish my rights in a courtyard, I'm trapped.
Right.
I have to lock the door, I sit home and it's voided us. Okay, you can walk, you just can't carry into the courtyard. But when there are two bottom that are connected, and A relinquishes his rights of his home to B, A now is called the guest of B, and just like B can take the chairs himself, A can also take the chairs from A to B. So what's going on? So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. What?
Situation, when I thought we had a courtyard situation, an individual couldn't be mivatel reshus to a single individual, had to be to a group.
It's another point we're going to get come to. Another very good point. A group and individual together. And it's the second point. But let's just first focus on the point of the basic point. How am I allowed to carry into the person's house? I was not allowed to do the same thing when it came to a courtyard. Because the ant was something outside. Let me tell you the idea outside, then we'll read it inside. The fundamental difference. In the case of the courtyard, I originally had rights in the courtyard. Right? There's a court. There are five residents in this courtyard. Four people joined in an Erev. I did not join the Erev. But in the courtyard, we share. Number one has rights. Number one is now relinquishing his rights in the courtyard. If number one will now take an object from his home and carry it into the courtyard, he's making a statement. I'm taking back my rights. I want my rights back. You're not allowed to do that. If you have truly relinquished your rights to the other four members, you're nothing here. You're nothing. How dare you take something from your home and bring it into the courtyard? You have no rights in the courtyard. You once had rights, and you have relinquished your rights to the other four people. You gave it up. But here, when you're dealing with two batim, I never had a right in your home. There's my home and there's your home. Did I ever have a right in your home? Your home is private property. If you were kind, you would let me come in once in a while and sit down and talk to you in your home. But I have no rights in your home. What am I doing now on Shabbos? We have a problem. We have a need for me to carry something from my home into your home. So I'm going to be your guest. How am I going to be your guest? I'm going to relinquish the rights in my home. My home is no longer my home. My home is your home. So when I carry from my home into your home, I'm not doing anything different. I never had rights in your home. So by me carrying into your, I'm just your guest. I'm your guest. Just like, let me give you an example. Let's go back to the classic case. What was the classic case? Five homes in one courtyard. I relinquish my rights in the courtyard. Fine. I cannot take from my home to the courtyard, but I can take from the courtyard. If an object is already resting in the courtyard, I can take from the courtyard into any one of your homes. Because that's nothing new. So that's the same idea. Let's read the words. Wait.
What about the case where the person is not only mevatel his rights in the courtyard, but also his house itself?
So in that case, that case is different. That case, when you mevatel your home, then you are allowed to carry. Yes, that's really equivalent to this case. Right, you're right. That case is the same thing. That's not a typical case. The typical case is when you relinquish your rights in the courtyard, not when you relinquish your house, because there's normally no need for you to give up your rights in your home. That's not the normal case. That's really the case over here. When there's a need for you to take something out of your home into the courtyard, into someone else's house. You're right. You say, I don't want to confuse the cases that much. I'm not confused.
The area between the two homes.
Yeah.
What is that considered? No, that's like
courtyard.
Whole,
courtyard.
That's considered chutz.
Absolutely.
So when I'm mevatel my rishus.
Yes,
I'm
in a normal case? Which case are you discussing?
In other words, two neighbors.
Yeah.
Are living on the floor, a neighbor wants to borrow the chairs. There's obviously a hallway.
No, the hallway, different case. That's what
so
really was. That's
flush?
That's yes. He really, he just
asked.
Baruch asked you a question. If you want to bring the chairs from your house in the hallway to the other person's house, that's an entirely different question. Now, I wonder if let's finish this halacha. Let's say halacha. Yesh bitul rishus. Let's read very quickly. I was going to pick on this one point. Yesh bitul rishus dal. Yesh rishus mibayis labayis. Sheimcha yishmei batim pesach. There are two batim that are flush. Upesach beinehem. V'loy ervu. Echad mevatel rishus lachaver. One can relinquish his right to someone to his friend. The afilu, and when you do that, the afilu hamavatul mutul hotz mi beis lebeis chaver. Once you do that, then even the, you can bring your utensil, you can bring your chair from your home to his home. Aval eino yochel hotz mi beis chaver lebeis. But you're not allowed to bring an object from. You're not allowed to bring an object from your friend's home into your home. Because when you do that, it shows that you're taking back your home. That if I relinquish my home, which means my home is your home. So I'm your guest. But if I will take an object from your property and bring it into my property, that will be interpreted as a statement. I want to take back my property. I want to do something to show that I am my own man. I am my own rishus. Even though technically you're not doing anything wrong, but it appears, Chazal did not allow this because it appears that you're taking back your rishus. Because then it appears that you're taking back your rishus. Okay, now I'm not going to do the next whole leaf for tomorrow, but I want to just bring out the part of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah asked the very basic question. Look back in Chof. Look back in the previous page, 496, in Seif Katan Chof. The very last line of the Mishnah Berurah. The very last line of the Mishnah Berurah says, why in the world am I allowed in this situation to carry from my home into your home? How is that mutter? I'm not allowed to carry in the equivalent case from my home to the courtyard. When you're mevatel the rights of the courtyard, even where you're mevatel the rishus of your bayis, see, that's your case, Baruch. In the case where there is a courtyard in between, or a hallway in between the two batim, and you relinquish the rights of your bayis, you're not allowed. Unless they make a chazaka, which we learned yesterday, so there is a solution, but without the solution, it's not going to work. Then he gets back into the discussion that dealing with one to a community, a rabbin, not a yachid to a yachid, not a rabbin to a rabbin, not a rabbin to a yachid. Now, what's the difference? So here are the key words. The hasam there, when you have a hallway in between one and two, or you have a courtyard between one and two, kevan shehayu lechelik b'chatzer, since originally you had rights in the courtyard. Elo shabitulohem. Now you relinquish your rights in Cain, Kishamoitzi, Mibes Luchatzer. If you will now take an object from your home to the courtyard that you have just relinquished, Nire, Kichoizer Mibituloi. It looks like you are retracting. Originally I had rights in the courtyard. I relinquished them to you. All you people now have fun. Now I take an object from my home and I bring it to the courtyard, I'm taking back my rights to the courtyard.
Even though he's transporting it beyond that to the other person's
That's
apartment.
Right, that's right. What right do I have to walk? How dare you? You're an intruder. Even without your bias, correct. Unless they make the correct. Simply right. So Shahayu Elo Shabitlehem in Kane Kishamitsimi Besa Lukhatzer, Niroki Khoizami Bituli Maxim Khalkashubhatzer. Masha in Kane. Kishamoitzin, here's our new case now. Listen in. Bias. Two bottles, flush. No courtyard, no hallway. Two rooms, open one to the other. And I relinquish the rights of my house to you. Kishamoitzi, I'm not permitted to carry from my house to your house, to take the chairs from my home to your home. Why? Kishamoitzi lebeis chaveroi, shlo hoya boi chelek me'ayla. It doesn't look like I'm taking back anything. I never had anything. I have no rights in your home. What did I relinquish? I relinquished my home. I relinquish my home, so now I'm a guest by you. So when I take from my home into your home, it doesn't look like I'm taking back my home. If I'll take from your home to my home, it looks like I'm taking back my home. But taking from my home into your home, nothing has changed.
So let's say,
it doesn't look like I'm. It's not possible to say I'm taking back my rishus. And don't go tell me, but the fact that I'm taking something out of my home, it looks like I'm taking hold of my rishus. No, that's nonsense, the Mishnah Berurah says. The Adraba, how I mistalik imenu, by removing things from my home, that strengthens my statement that I've relinquished my home to you. It's your home. So take all the property and take it to your home. So that's what we're going to stop here. But the basic idea is we have over here a new yisod. The new yisod is two buttons connect to each other. One can relinquish. Once you relinquish, one can transfer to the second one with no restriction. It's not comparable. It's not comparable to the case of a courtyard, because there it looks like you're taking back. Here, I never had anything to take back. Okay, we'll stop here now. We'll